Even when you are a small or medium-sized organization, the importance of a solid IT strategy and network infrastructure cannot be overstated. Just as it is for enterprise-level organizations, your data is invaluable. You need a right-sized, affordable solution to keep your mission-critical data safe and enable your staff to share files quickly and reliably. I am your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Drew O'Brien. He's a product marketing manager for Overland Storage. Drew is responsible for the SnapServer family of network-attached storage systems. Here with me to discuss how NAS secures your data while making it available to the systems and the people that keep your business moving forward. And Drew, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, James. I appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to speaking with you.
Absolutely. Well, you and I both know. I mean, IT definitely important to the small, medium-sized businesses out there. However, especially coming out of the recession, we've got a lot of folks, some of them hopefully listening to us now, that are non-technical staff that are in charge of the technical operations of their SMB. What I want to do for them specifically is give that real quick overview of NAS, of network attached storage, kind of what it is, and really also why they should consider implementing it for their SMB.
Sure. Again, NAS stands for network attached storage, and really what it's built around are four main principles. First, you have storage independence. It's about separating the storage out from the computing and the serving portion of your infrastructure, and by isolating it, being able to improve the performance of both the storage and the applications, as well as provide a dedicated platform that you can manage your data protection strategies on separately from the compute platform. Second is about file sharing, making that data available and easily accessible to everyone in the organization. It's about data protection. There's a number of techniques you can do with network-attached storage, such as RAID, which basically groups hard drives into a logical volume that can then sustain hard drive failures without losing data. Snapshots and replication, basically enabling you to take point-in-time images of data, move them to a second or tertiary system, so that if you lose one system, your data is still up and available. And then, obviously, the third one is backup, whether it's by hardware or software, just making sure that data is protected and available. And Overland, actually, in our NAS products, adds a fourth pillar around effortless data. Our goal is to make it very easy, very simple to manage our systems, get them up and running, provision storage, scale the systems so that someone who may not necessarily have specialized in networks and storage can easily operate and provision storage from one of our systems.
So can I assume then we've got a lot of kind of wizards that would guide people through, even, again, that layman that's not really IT trained?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go back to the file sharing as well as one of the main, you know, pillars here that NAS is built around. A lot of these SMBs, we've got computers that folks are bringing in from their homes. They are PCs. They are Macs. Does this help kind of unify that whole infrastructure for the SMB?
Yes, it does. And again, that's one of the big advantages of NAS and of Overland is the ability to share data across platforms. So whether you're using a PC, whether you're using a Mac or a Linux box, whether it's a server or a client, data can be shared back and forth between them while maintaining clear, seamless access as well as all of your security and permissions that you may have set up with an Active Directory domain or a network information service through Unix.
All right, so we've gone over kind of some of the benefits for the SMBs out there. And again, we've got a lot of kind of flexibility. You move the storage of data away from those application servers. So if those did go down, you're not going to lose the application and all this, the data. You know, you've got those separated. That adds for some, again, backup and kind of disaster planning, et cetera, for these SMBs. Specific to Overland is your SnapServer product line. And I know that there's a quote out there from the company that it's built for business. I'd love you to kind of define what that means and what that would mean to our listeners and users out here.
In a nutshell, what we mean by built for business is that we spend a majority of our engineering resources and development cycles, actually all of our engineering and development cycles, focusing on applications and features that someone from a business environment would find useful and effective. There's traditionally been two different schools of NAS. There's the consumer grade and what we call the business grade. And unless you're a very, very large company with lots of engineering resources and manpower behind you, it's very difficult to develop products for both worlds and do a good job at both. And so, you know, what you'll find is a lot of NAS companies, especially in the sub $6,000 space, have traditionally developed their products for consumers, for the living room. So they focus on things like iTunes server integration, Netflix and video streaming, photos, and things like that, which are great. But that's not necessarily something that a business user is going to find useful. And so really where Overland is focused is on business application, things like Windows integration, iSCSI block level access, making sure that we are fully integrated with VMware for virtualization, and things like that that someone from a business perspective would find useful.
Again, going back to that maybe non-technical person, though, how hard would it be for one of these systems to be installed and managed by someone that really, again, didn't go through a lot of those chops? Maybe they were just the kind of computer geek in high school, or they just enjoy playing World of Warcraft. So everyone thinks, oh, well, you're on the computer all the time. You're our IT guy.
It's actually very simple, and really that's a big part of the value add that Overland has done, is taking something that is seemingly very complex, boiling it down to the bare essentials, and making it very quick and easy to do through our management interface.
I mentioned the Snap server, I think the latest version, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the N2000, it's a 2U12-bay unit. Give me a little more idea of like some of the advanced capabilities maybe that the N2000 can offer, and maybe we can even include then some of our listeners that do have a little technical chops, that have been through an IT shop or two, maybe they've just downsized, they're starting off with a smaller org now. What are some things that they're going to look for and appreciate?
Sure. So, like we've said, the N2000 and really all of the Snap servers from Overland provide the basic advantages that NAS comes with. We have the browser-based management, RAID, snapshots and replication, iSCSI support. But really where the N2000 is a cut above the rest, and especially the products in the sub $6,000 class, is the scalability and flexibility of the system. You can bring it to 144 terabytes by adding expansion enclosures very easily. You can mix, actually, high-performance SAS drives and economical dense SATA drives, so you can build a truly customized solution depending on your performance needs. We support up to 6 gigabit Ethernet ports with Ethernet teaming, so if you need to tune performance and bandwidth over the network, you can easily do that. We have best-in-class Windows integration, and you know, just about every product line out there will say we integrate with Active Directory, and you know, we maintain all your security and all of that. But a lot, again, as we said, of the NAS companies that come out of that consumer space, because they focus their development in that area, they just they do and use a lot of the standard features found in Linux distributions and things of that nature to provide those types of features to their business clients. Whereas Overland has actually custom developed many of the portions of our Windows integration to make sure that if you stand a Snap server up in even the most complex Windows environments and mixed environments, you're going to be able to maintain all of your security and permissions without a problem and still be able to easily provision storage and add users and groups to shares seamlessly.
Let's take a current Snap server user. They're interested in the N2000. Let's talk about the migration of data from what they have to the new. Easy, more difficult? What's the process they're going to face?
And very easy. There's actually a tool built into Guardian OS, our storage optimized platform, which allows them to migrate data from a storage device to a Snap server. So they can do it from a Windows server, a Linux server, another NAS device, or even another Snap server.
Most SMBs, and we're talking with Drew O'Brien from Overland today, most SMBs, Drew, they aspire to be the M or even the larger type organization as they grow. That being said, as businesses grow, they're going to have to expand their technology. Talk to me and share with our audience about how and is the N2000 kind of built to grow with the business? How high can it grow?
Absolutely. The N2000 is designed to easily scale. Like I said earlier, we can take the system up to 144 terabytes. We have this feature we actually call Instant Capacity Expansion, or ICE. And what that allows you to do is when you do plug in an expansion enclosure or add drives to your system, you can expand volume capacity instantly without any downtime or degraded performance. We virtualize the file system layer above the actual physical drive so that when you add capacity, you don't have to rebuild your RAID set. It does it instantly. And again, you don't experience any of the latency or potential downtime that many other systems that require you to rebuild the RAID set would put you through. And also along those lines, many of the products, again, in our class, price band, don't even scale at all. Many of them have a 2U 12-drive chassis, but they do not allow you to plug expansion enclosures behind that. So if you need beyond today 24 terabytes with 2 terabyte SATA drives, you need to buy a whole new system, which can get very cost prohibitive as well as become a management problem as you seek to manage silos of data. And so what Overland has done with the N2000 is just make it very easy to grow with your business. You have a global management tool where you can manage, even if you have multiple Snap server systems, all of them from a single window. And really the idea is just for the business user, make it very easy to implement, provision storage, and then grow as your business grows.
As we look to wrap up, Drew, I often ask folks on Connection Point to share, you know, 1, 2, top 3 questions or ideas that our listeners should be considering if they say, okay, this sounds interesting, NAS might be something in this case that I want to add to my environment. What's that short checklist of the 2, 3 things that they need to do now to kind of move forward and get things progressing?
So the first thing on my list would be does the system scale? Because when you're looking at implementing a network-attached storage solution, you want something that's going to grow with your business. You don't want to run up against a wall 1, 2, even 3 years after implementation and have to look to another solution at that time because you've outgrown what you have. And so ask that question up front. Second, and this is actually kind of a very big point, is make sure you dig down deep into the actual implementation of features, because what happens is many times we have what are called checkbox features, things like replication and Active Directory integration, where, you know, every company claims it, but really dig down deep and figure out when you're evaluating a solution, how do they implement that? What's behind the scenes, so to speak, and are there any gotchas there? And what you'll find oftentimes when you're looking at especially the lower-end NAS systems is that, you know, they may say they have Active Directory integration, but if you really dig down deep, you'll find out that they're not always 100% compatible with all Windows permissions, and in more complex environments, you may run into problems across different types of platforms and things of that nature. So make sure you do your research and ask those questions up front. Those are really the 2 big things that I would encourage listeners to do.
All right, Drew. Well, hey, I do appreciate you taking time and joining me on Connection Point today.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
And of course, I want to thank our listeners for being on board today as well. To learn more about Overland Storage NAS, available from the PC Connection family of companies, contact your account manager, or you can go online, govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 if you'd like to reach us via email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.